I want to start out by saying thank you for downloading and listening to the Morning Crunch Wrap podcast. I do appreciate the support and the listen. You can also follow the Morning Crunch Wrap on Facebook to get links to all the stories we talk about, and on Instagram as well to get some fun pics that are inspired by the stories we talk about on the Morning Crunch Wrap. So thanks very much, and let's get to it. This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, April 22nd, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye. Well, over the weekend, headline from TMZ, Ben & Jerry's makes blazing statement on 420, calls out white privilege. Ben & Jerry's got blunt on 420 by going to battle for the disproportionate amount of minorities getting the shaft when it comes to weed busts. The famous ice cream company made their thoughts very well known in a 29-second clip calling out white privilege, straight up saying it's hard to celebrate 420 when so many people of color are still being arrested for pot. Ben & Jerry's thinks that ain't right. Here's the tweet. It's hard to celebrate 420 when so many people of color are still being arrested for pot. We have to do better. Learn more, and then there is a link to their website. If you check out the video, the company wants to celebrate the holiest of holidays for stoners, but while also making sure legalization doesn't leave people of color behind. It also calls on the judicial system to expunge everybody's weed convictions. By the way, weed is legal in 33 states, but according to one study, Black people in New York City are 8 times more likely to be arrested for weed than white people. Ben & Jerry's says that's not cool. That is a company that does know its audience. All right, let's get into it. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. This is a bold corporate stance, and Ben & Jerry's has been known over the years for taking bold corporate stances on a variety of things. Most of them have what you would categorize as a socially liberal slant. Now, if that's how you roll, that's great. If that's not how you roll, are you upset by this? Are you upset by Ben & Jerry's saying, hey, here's what's going on? But are they really saying anything, or are they just pointing out what's going on in the world? Is them saying, hey, weed is legal, everybody have a great time, but if you happen to not be white, you're way more likely to get prosecuted for weed than if you are white. Is that so much taking a stand? I mean, their stand is that it's wrong. But is that really taking a stand one way or another? And granted, yes, Ben & Jerry's has been on the legal weed bandwagon. They're for it. And whether you fall on the yes or no side of that, that's just the opinion. The interesting thing about Ben & Jerry's is they used to be an independent ice cream company, little ice cream company in Vermont. They were bought by the Unilever Corporation, which was and is a huge multinational corporation. Look them up, Unilever. They've got tons of brands that do a variety of things, yet they have allowed Ben & Jerry's to operate like Ben & Jerry's, to be Ben & Jerry's. So there's a couple of things at play here that you really have to sort of think about. First, how cool is it that a large company that acquires a small company allows that company to still keep its character while being part of this bigger multinational corporation? That's the first part. And the second part is, how are you opposed to actual injustice? Now, whether you want weed to be illegal or not, that's immaterial in this argument. If weed is not legal, shouldn't the punishments be the same whether you're black or white? Shouldn't justice be colorblind? That's really the question here, not whether or not weed should be legal. It is. It's legal in more than half the U.S. states, including California, where I'm sitting now. It's good to see a corporation that actually has a conscience about something. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, they have it, they state it, and they give you reasons behind it. And no matter where you fall on this, I think you have to respect that. Now, you can choose to not eat Ben & Jerry's anymore because they called out an injustice. You can choose to not eat Ben & Jerry's because they've come out in favor of legal weed. Or you can just enjoy the ice cream and say, hey, maybe they've got a point. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say.
to owners passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing